This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. law enforcement authorities say they are confident of maintaining safety during next Wednesday's inauguration, despite warnings about further violence in Washington and around the country. Some 21,000 National Guardsmen will be backed by hundreds of federal agents and local and state police officers. After visiting with some military groups already on duty in Washington, Vice President Mike Pence on Thursday thanked the FBI for aggressively pursuing those responsible for the mob attack on the U.S. Capitol last week. The FBI has arrested dozens of people in connection with the rioting and expects more arrests in the coming weeks. States across the country have also increased security at their state capitals in response to the FBI warning. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden unveiled a $1.9 trillion coronavirus response plan Thursday evening, emphasizing the urgency of passing legislation to help Americans through the pandemic and the economic crisis it brought on. Biden's plans also includes a round of direct payments of $1,400 for most Americans, funding to promote the safe opening of schools, and mounting a national vaccine program. Also included a $400 a week in additional unemployment insurance through September, providing relief to small businesses, notably those owned by entrepreneurs of color, was also detailed in the plan. The aid package proposal comes at a time when more than 23 million Americans have been infected with the coronavirus and more than 388,000 people have died from COVID-19 here in the U.S. For more news, join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app.